look at your cute little face, not knowing what is going on. You don't know if you should be scared or excited. You feel attracted, yet very intimidated and scared and afraid of me. Let me make it very, very clear to you what you're supposed to feel at a moment like this. Holy shit. Is this where you live? Nice place, weirdo. Look at this mess. What is this? Is this even a house? Do you even live here? What? whatever. Let's just get this over with, okay? That dumbass teacher told us we need to learn how to work together, you and I, and we have to finish this project together. What an idiot. As if we would ever get along. That's not gonna happen. The best we can hope for is that you don't fuck up and we get a good score. Because I'm not gonna help you on it. I'm just here for that stupid photograph we need to take as a proof that we did, in fact, work together. You got any brothers, sisters at home? Mom and dad? Or are we alone? Good. We don't need them interrupting us. I don't want to be here any longer than I have to be. What? Go up to your room. Oh, well. If that will help you finish the assignment any faster, yeah. That's good for me. But don't expect me to stay long. I'm just gonna watch you do it, take that picture, and then just leave, okay? Come on, let's go. Wow. Is this for real? Do you really sleep here? Oh, wow. Well, I guess I couldn't have expected anything better. Look at this. It's so tidy and neat and it's so bland and stupid. What? Is that a teddy bear on your bed? What? Do you sleep with a teddy bear? That's so pathetic. It's cute though, but pathetic. God, you're such a weirdo. Whatever. Where do you want me to sit? On your bed? Okay. I'll just make myself a bit comfortable. So, what was it exactly that the teacher wanted us to do together? Because I kind of forgot. I wasn't really paying attention to what they were saying. Oh. Okay, I get it. So, they just expect us to work together on that. Fuck. But you know what? Like I said before, if we just prove it to them with a picture that we work together, that I was here, physically, in your room, then I can just leave, and you can be left alone, and we don't have to see each other anymore. Okay? Look, I'm not working on that stupid thing with you. It's just really dumb and pointless, and if I have to get close to you, I smell you, and I don't want to smell you, I don't want to touch you, I don't want to see you, I don't want to have anything to do with you, because you're just a fucking weirdo, just a weirdo, and I don't want to be around with you. Come on, are you really gonna do me like that? Look, I'll help you you finish like one question or one part of the project, but the rest you're gonna do on your own, okay? And I'm being really, really friendly here. Just because we're in your house doesn't mean that I'm not a threat anymore. I will just step on you like a twig, you know, if you cross my boundaries. But whatever, let's just... Well, are you gonna explain to me or not? You're getting nervous now. Oh, I see. You're not used to me being this close to you, huh? That's cute. Are you like having a crush on me or something? Is that what's happening? God, you're so pathetic. As if you'd ever have a chance with me. Never. Oh, whatever. Let's just do this thing, okay? So, the first thing we have to do is look for information on the internet. You can do that, right? Yeah, that's your thing. Just surfing away on the internet behind your computer all day. Because you don't have a life. Whatever, just do it, okay? Well, what are you waiting for? What the hell is going on with you? Just... You're nervous. Oh, I see. You really, really don't like it when I get this close. Or maybe you do. Wait, are you blushing right now? Fuck. Oh my god, I didn't know that you were that into me. Well. Looks like somebody has a crush for real. What are we gonna do about that? I'm sure we cannot just finish this project with all this tension going on. Oh, you don't have a crush on me. Then why are you blushing, sweetheart? I think discovered your little secret. That's why you don't speak up to me when I'm just pushing you over and stuff. That's why you're scared to say anything back when I insult you. It's because you like me. Now what are we gonna do with that information? You know, there's a reason why I pick on cuties like you. You're an easy target. And you're fun to play around with. You're just so soft and entertaining to me. Maybe we can take a little break of this project and settle our differences for a bit and just see what happens when I pull you closer. I bet you didn't expect that, did you? parents coming home. Oh. So that means that we have plenty of time to finish this project. Maybe we could prove to the teacher that we can work together without actually finishing that project. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could send them a picture of us working together on something else. Or doing something else entirely. What do you think? God. I know this might seem a bit strange to you, but I like it when my little victims start blushing and acting cute around me. It just really turns me on. What if I were to pull off my shirt like this and put your hand on my chest? Curious to not find out how you would react to me doing this, laying my hand on your chest and going down to your nipples and pinch them a bit. I love the little sounds you make when I do that. So pathetic. Maybe I'll trace my fingers. pours down and down to your stomach and down and down until I reach your little cock. Oh, you're so hard. I can feel it. You don't have any idea of how stupid you look right now. Been down by me and soon to be touched in a very inappropriate way. Would you like me to stroke it, little boy? Yeah? Oh. Oh, it's so hard. How much fun. I'm just gonna grab it. Stroke it real good for you. How does that feel? Good? Look at how much power I have over you. And there's nothing you can do about your feelings. Even you know that it's messed up to feel this way. And be touched in this way by me. But I love it. Don't get me wrong, I don't enjoy touching your cock and stroking it, but I absolutely love the way I can make you feel. Especially since the kind of relationship that we have. Same time, and I guess I do the same. You're moaning so good for me now, you little toy. At this point, you're just making too much noise, but don't worry, I'll shut you up. Boxers, little boy. That's okay if you want to come for me. I don't mind. In fact, it would only make me feel better if you did. How does it feel having an enemy do these kind of things to you? Since the moment I entered your room, that you were looking at me in a kind of weird way. Oh, you're filled with desire. You wanted me to lay my hands on you, huh? I bet this was your plan all along. You're actually just a dirty little slut, aren't you? A bully to touch him. Oh, faster and faster and faster until... there we go. Ah, attaboy. Ah, you're such a good boy. Feel this good.